Senate Republicans and Democrats met today on Capitol Hill and re-elected their leaders for the new Congress that convenes next month. Majority Leader Trent Lott and Minority Leader Tom Daschle were both re-elected without opposition. While senators of both parties pledged to cooperate with one another and the White House, divisions emerged quickly over the issue of campaign finance reform. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
In stark contrast to the heady days for Republicans after capturing both the House and the Senate in 1994, today's gathering at the Capitol was subdued. There was no talk of revolution and little talk of reform. Instead, the buzzword was cooperation. Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott's easy re-election was a vote for what he accomplished in the final weeks of the last Congress, when he chose compromise over stalemate in order to pass legislation. Connie Mack, the chairman of the Republican conference, summed up a lesson uppermost in returning senators' minds.
I think that one of the messages that came out of this campaign and this election was there is a political benefit to both parties to work together.
At the same time, however, Lott and Republican leaders stressed the need for investigative hearings into alleged illegal fundraising by President Clinton and the Democrats in the recent campaign.
We have a job to do in our oversight and in our investigative role. But we also want legislation done that's needed for our country. We can't get that done without his signature.
Minority Leader Tom Daschle also pledged cooperation. He said campaign finance reform is the number one priority of his members. But, he said, Democrats want changes to the law, not an inquisition.
We will support any legitimate effort to look into infractions, but we would remind our Republican colleagues and everyone else that infractions occurred on both sides. And we would hope that this would be a bipartisan inquiry into all of what needs to be done to clean up the current mess we find with regard to campaign finance.
The numbers, however, are on Lott's side. With a 55-45 majority, it appears that on this issue at least, the Senate is heading toward confrontation and not cooperation. I'm Elizabeth Arnold at the Capitol.